My whole point is that you don't have the complete picture. You don't have the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because there's certainly a greater truth than merely believe on the word Jesus, the name Jesus, in that he died on the cross, and that will prevent you from, that'll buy your way to heaven. Anyways, it's all those things I already said. There's more than just this, the grace of God teaches us much more than that. If that's all you've been taught, if that's all one ever learns, let me put it this way. If that's all one ever learns about Jesus, they will not be saved. You have to go on in faith. You have to continue in the faith. You have to continue in love. There's certain assumptions the apostles make, because when they write these letters, they're writing them to people they know, people who know them. And there is a sense, God certainly put enough in there for us to discern the truth. But in men, there is not this ability to understand the truth. It is only in those whom God has given it. So I say, I'm appointed of God. For good or ill, I'm appointed of God to lead, to teach. Because I will lead you in the things you ought to know, the things that are important. Those are the things I teach, the things that will cause you to inherit eternal life and to obtain all the promises of God. I want to build up your faith on the promises he has made instead of on just a promise of self-preservation. Because the thing is, there's these works, these commandments. They're not grievous, as John said, but some people count them grievous. Oh, all the rules and regs. Hey, that's not the way we look at it. It's a joy to serve and follow God. My life is always better when I'm in obedience to him. All the times I've fallen out of that and fallen short of what his commandment is, it's a step backwards. It's not pleasing to me. I have such peace. And I just enjoy life, like the moments. I mean, just those moments. You're outside working, hammering away or whatever. I just enjoy the fact of being alive. That's why when I've met people who are sad, I'm like, don't you ever feel, just out of curiosity, the joy of just, I'm alive. I'm alive. And I don't want it to never end. And I submit myself to whatever God says in this word, according to this word, it's going to take. And it's not grievous to me. He's put a joy for it in me. He's put a strong desire. So I pray that same desire be in you. And if you've not heard it yet, then now that you have heard, you will be obedient to it and place your faith in the living God. Not just in a single promise for your own preservation, but in all the promises of God, of how you ought to walk and to please him. That's why, I think that it seems like a digression, but, this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. We have to walk as we have heard, in love and all those things as I have described them. I beseech you, not as though I wrote a new commandment. Love one another. Love one another. Apostle John. It's called the Apostle John because he had this focus on love. What people don't understand is that love is not just something that's just alone. It has many things. Like I said, how can you be loving without patience? If you're intemperate, how can you love? If you have not kindness, how can you love? So there's definitely more to it than just what people think. It's like, whatever I say love is, as long as I follow that. No, love in the truth. Love according to the truth as truth teaches. Verse 7, for many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a, really the, in Greek, he uses the definite article. This is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Look to yourselves, that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. So if there's ever, you know, again, I think I talked about the Antichrist issue quite a bit in the first epistle of John. I remember I spent a good deal of time on it when he mentioned it in chapter, what was it, 4? I spent a lot of time on that. Yeah, Antichrist. Now, Antichrist means instead of Christ, but it can mean also against Christ. And opposed to Christ. There are many deceivers, though, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Or, interesting. I guess, you know, I have a note on this, that in the time when he mentioned it in the first epistle, he used is come in the perfect tense, which means is come. Now here he uses it in the sense of, is coming. It's, literally it says, Jesus Christ, if they do not confess Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, whatever, you know. Honestly, I know that people will mince those words, and I find it difficult to, you know, it's like, well, We know that at that time in history, there was a lot of Gnosticism which denied the humanity of Christ. And also, honestly, I think, to me, this makes me think of the rapture. They deny that Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. He's just going to come and rapture everyone away. That's, to me, that's a denial of the coming of Jesus in the flesh. He is coming in the flesh to rule on this earth. I'm not going to heaven. Heaven is coming here. That is the faith taught by the apostles. That is the faith I teach. I believe it. If I should die prior to the Lord's return, they will bury me, and I will sleep. Not that my carcass is sleeping. My soul is just lights out. Sleep is just a metaphor for nothing, you know? It is what every human, I think, instinctively knows death is really like. Death is blackness and darkness. It is only through, you know, other things that people think otherwise. And they have dreams, and they go to, you know,